4. Where I was wheeled to, brothers, was like no cine I'd ever vidded before. True enough, one wall was all covered with silver screen, and direct opposite was a wall with square holes in for the projector to project through, and there were stereo speakers stuck all over the mesto. But against the right-hand one of the other walls was a bank of all, like, little meters, and in the middle of the floor, facing the screen, was like a dentist's chair with all lengths of wire running from it. And I had to, like, crawl from the wheelchair to this, being given some help by another, like, male nurse vec in a white coat. Then I noticed that underneath the projection holes was, like, all frosted glass, and I thought I vidded shadows of, like, people moving behind it. And I thought I slooshed somebody cough. But then all I could like notice was how weak I seemed to be, and I put that down to changing over from prison Pishka to this new rich Pishka and the vitamins injected into me. Right, said the wheelchair-wheeling Vec. Now I'll leave you. The show will commence as soon as Dr. Brodsky arrives. Hope you enjoy it. To be truthful, brothers, I did not really feel that I wanted to vidy any film show this afternoon. I was just not in the mood. I would have liked much better to have a nice quiet spatchka on the bed, nice and quiet and all on my oddy knocky. I felt very limp. What happened now was that one white-coated vec strapped my Gulliver to a like headrest, singing to himself all the time some Vonnie Kelly pop song. What's this for? I said, and this vec replied, interrupting his light song an instant, that it was to keep my Gulliver still and make me look at the screen. But I said, I want to look at the screen. I've been brought here to vidy films, and vidy films I shall. And then the other white coat vec, there were three altogether, one of them a Devotchka who was like sitting at the bank of meters and twiddling with knobs, had a bit of a smack at that. He said, you never know. Oh, you never know. Trust us, friend. It's better this way. And then I found they were strapping my rookers to the chair arms and my nogas were like stuck to a footrest. It seemed a bit bazoomy to me, but I let them get on with what they wanted to get on with. If I was to be a free young Malchik again in a fortnight's time, I would put up with much in the meantime, oh my brothers. One vesh I did not like, though, was when they put, like, clips on the skin of my forehead so that my top glass lids were pulled up and up and up, and I could not shut my glasses no matter how I tried. I tried to smack and said, this must be a real horror show film if you're so keen on my videoing it. And one of the white coat vex said, smacking, horror show is right, friend. A real show of horrors. And then I had, like, a cap stuck on my Gulliver, and I could vidy all wires running away from it, and they stuck a, like, suction pad on my belly and one on the old TikToker, and I could just about vidy wires running away from those. Then there was the shoom of a door opening, and you could tell some very important Chelovic was coming in by the way the white-coated undervex went all stiff. And then I vidied this Dr. Brodsky. He was a Malenki vet, very fat, with all curly hair curling all over his Gulliver, and on his spuddy nose he had very thick otchkes. I could just vidy that he had a real horror show suit on, absolutely the height of fashion, and he had a very delicate and subtle von of operating theatres coming from him. With him was Dr. Branham, all smiling like, as though to give me confidence.
Everything ready, said Dr. Brodsky in a very breathy galos.
Then I could slooshy voices saying, right, 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 from like a distance, and then nearer too. Then there was a quiet, like humming shoom as though things had been switched on. And then the lights went out, and there was your humble narrator and friend sitting alone in the dark, all on his frightened oddy knocky, not able to move, nor shut his glazies, nor anything. And then, oh my brothers, the film show started off with some very grumpy atmosphere music coming from the speakers, very fierce and full of discord. And then, on the screen, The picture came on, but there was no title and no credits. What came on was a street, as it might have been any street in any town, and it was a real dark notchy, and the lamps were lit. It was a very good, like, professional piece of cine, and there were none of these flickers and blobs you get, say, when you vidy one of these dirty films in somebody's house in a back street. All the time, the music bumped out, very, like, sinister. And then you could vidy an old man coming down the street, very starry. And then there leapt out on this starry vec two Mao chicks, dressed in the height of fashion, as it was at this time. Still thin trousers, but no light cravat anymore. More of a real tie. And then they started to filly with him. You could slushy his screams and moans. Very realistic. And you could even get the, like, heavy breathing and panting of the two toll-chocking Mao chicks. They made a real pudding out of this starry vet, going crack, crack, crack at him with their fisty rookers, tearing his platties off and then finishing up by booting his nadjoy plot. This lay all crovy red in the grasny mud of the gutter, and then running off very scorry. Then there was the close-up Gulliver of this beaten-up starry vec, and the crovy flowed beautiful red. It's funny how the colours of the, like, real world only seem real when you vidy them on the screen. Now, all the time I was watching this, I was beginning to get very aware of a, like, not feeling all that well, and this I put down to the undernourishment and my stomach not quite ready for the rich pishka and vitamins I was getting here. But I tried to forget this, concentrating on the next film, which came on at once, my brothers, without any break at all. This time the film, like, jumped right away on a young Devotchka who has been given the old in-out by first one Mao chick, then another, then another, then another. She creeching away very grumpy through the speakers and, like, very pathetic and tragic music going on at the same time. This was real, very real, though if you thought about it properly, you couldn't imagine Ludi's actually agreeing to having all this done to them in a film. And if these films were made by the good or the state, you couldn't imagine them being allowed to take these films without, like, interfering with what was going. So it must have been very clever what they call cutting or editing or some such vesh, for it was very real. And when it came to the sixth or seventh Mao chick leering and smacking and then going into it and the Devotchka creeching on the soundtrack like a bazoomni, then I began to feel sick. I had, like, pains all over and felt I could sick up and at the same time not sick up, and I began to feel, like, in distress, oh, my brothers, being fixed rigid too on this chair. When this bit of film was over, I could slushy the galos of this Dr. Brodsky from over by the switchboard saying, "Reaction about 12.5, promising, promising." Then we shot straight into another lomtick of film, and this time it was of just a human litso, a very, like, pale human face held still and having different nasty veshes done to it. I was sweating a malenki bit with the pain in my guts and a horrible thirst and my Gulliver going throb, 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 and it seemed to me that if I could not vidy this bit of film, I would perhaps be not so sick, but I could not shut my glazies, and even if I tried to move my glaz balls about, I still could not get light out of the line of fire of this picture. So I had to go on videoing what was being done, and hearing the most ghastly creechings coming from this litso. I knew it could not really be real, but that made no difference. I was heaving away, but could not sick. Vidying first a Britva cut out an eye, then slice down the cheek, then go rip, rip, rip all over while red crovies shot onto the camera lens. Then all the teeth were, like, wrenched out with a pair of pliers, and the creeching and the blood were terrific. Then I slushied this very pleased galos of Dr. Brodsky going, "Excellent, excellent, excellent." The next lomtick of film was of an old woman who kept a shop being kicked about amid very grumpy laughter by a lot of Malchiks, and these Malchiks broke up the shop and then set fire to it. You could vidi this poor, starry Ptitsa trying to crawl out of the flames, screaming and creeching, but having had her leg broke by these Malchiks kicking her, she could not move. So then all the flames went roaring round her, and you could vidi her agonising Litso, like appealing through the flames and then disappearing in the flames, and then you could slushy the most grumpy and agonised and agonising screams that ever came from a human Golos. So this time I knew I had to sick up, so I creeched, I want to be sick, please let me be sick, please bring something for me to be sick into. But this Dr. Brodsky called back, imagination only, you've nothing to worry about, next film coming up. That was perhaps meant to be a joke, for I heard a light smack coming from the dark, and then I was forced to vidi a most nasty film about Japanese torture. It was the 1939-45 war, and there were soldiers being fixed to trees with nails and having fires lit under them and having their yarbles cut off. And you even vidded a Gulliver being sliced off a soldier with a sword, and then with his head rolling about and the rot and the glazes looking alive still, the plot of this soldier actually ran about crovy like a fountain out of the neck, and then it dropped. And all the time there was very, very loud laughter from the Japanese. The pains I felt now in my belly and the headache and the thirst were terrible, and they all seemed to be coming out of the screen. So I creeched, stop the film, please, please, stop it, I can't stand any more. And then the Golos of this Dr. Brodsky said, stop it? Stop it, did you say? Why, we've hardly started. And he and the others smacked quite loud.